Lachim Aleph, Perek Design, Pasuk Aleph. Vayidvar Hashem Yehu ben Hananiel Basha Leimor. We now have Yehu, who is he was a Navi, and he's now receiving a Nevuah about Basha. Remember, Basha was the one who killed Nadav, and he was the one who took over. So now let's see what's going to happen to him. Yan Asher Yimisichu Mina Ofar. Right, I took you up from the depths. Ve'etnecha nogid al ami, Israel. I put you as a ruler over the Jewish people. Vatelech v'derech Yerovam v'tachati es ami Israel lachiseni bechatoisa. You went ahead and you continued in the way of Yerovam. And because of that, you are now going to be punished. So this nevuah is bad news for Baasha. So let's see further. In any mavir achari basha v'achari beisav v'nasati es beischa k'beis Yerovam ben Nevat. Because you continued in the ways of Yerovam, you are now going to receive a very similar punishment to him. Just like I took out his whole household, so too I'm going to take out you and all of your household. Hameisav basha be'ir yichlo kovim v'hameisli basava yichlo oif hashamayim. Everyone, any dead who's in the city will be eaten by the dogs, and any dead in the field will be eaten by the birds. V'yeser divrei Ravasha v'asher also gvorosa elohim ha'ksuvim al sefer divrei hayomim v'malchei Yisrael. Yeah, everything Basha did. The rest of it is mentioned in length in divrei hayomim. V'yishkav Basha im avoysa v'yikofer b'tirtza. Tirtza was the capital. He was buried in Tirzah after he died. Ve'imlech Ela Benoi Tachtov. Ela, his son, continued after him. Ve'gam b'yad Yehu ben Hanani Hanavi Dvar Hashem Ha'el Basha Ve'el Beisoi Ve'al Kol Haro Asher Asa B'ini Hashem Achisoi B'mas Yodav Liyus Kibes Yerovam Ve'al Asher Hika Ho'isoi. Hashem told the Navi everything that Basha did, everything negative. Now, the Radak Rivera points out that he was only king. It says that he was king for 3 years. So he was only really king for... Sorry, it says he was king for 2 years. He was only really king for 1 year, because it was 1 year that was part of two separate years. So he makes the whole cheshbon over here. We're not going to go into that. And what it says over at the end of the pasuk, "Va'al Asher Hika Oisai," we're referring over here to the fact that Basha killed Nadav. Now, when did he kill Nadav? Right, because Basha killed Nadav and was as evil as Nadav. That's why he was punished as well. Right, and not only was he punished as well, but he was punished also for the averus of Nadav. Because he continued in his ways, he got the similar punishment, but he got punished for what Nadav did as well. Because he continued in exactly the same way. So now, Hashem waited... The Malbim explains that Hashem waited until there was time for the decree to take place. And only then did he send the Navi to send the message to Basha. Before that, he didn't send anything yet because it wasn't time yet. But he basically sent Yehu just as a messenger to tell him what is about to happen. And he what was the message? That he's going to punish him for two things. First of all, for everything that he did, right? Because he continued the ways of Yerovam, he's now going to be punished like him. That's one thing. And also, Asher Hika Oisa, because he killed Nadav, that's why he's going to get a special punishment. He's gonna get a special punishment because he killed a sitting king.
All this taking place they were still warring, what we mentioned last week. They were fighting. Remember, who were they fighting?
We're fighting the Plishtim.
The Plishtim, right. So all this was going on while you are against the Plishtim at the same time.
Yeah.
They're fighting the Plishtim forever.
Yeah, till today.
No.
Yeah, till today.
So they were fighting with themselves and the Plishtim.
Yeah. It's very sad. Very sad. Yeah. So let's continue.
I don't know what he says here. He was drinking himself drunk in the house of...
Yeah, we'll get there. We didn't get there yet. So again, he was punished because it's one thing if you kill a king, but then you change your ways and do the right thing. But because he killed the king and then he continued in the same ways, that's why he's being punished in the same exact way. So what happened? How did it actually take place? Veikshav all of Avdoi Zimri Sar Machatzis Harechev Ruvatirza Shoisa Shikor Beis Arza Al Asher Al Bais Besirza. So Zimri took advantage of the fact that Basha was drunk. Zimri was Sar Machatzis Harechev. He was an official over half of the Rechev, the chariot that he had in the army. And now while Zimri was doing this, Elo, which was the son of Basha, was in Tirza, which was the capital. Yes, he's hanging out at the capital, he's getting drunk, having a good time. Meanwhile, Zimri is making sure that he's not going to be king anymore. So he has no clue what's going on over here. Now, the Malbim points out over here that there was a difference between what Zimri did to the way Basha did it. The way Basha did it was Basha went against Nadav, right? He took over Nadav, and the people that were part of that coup with Basha were soldiers or army officials, and this was all happening. Remember, as we said last week, this was all happening while they were fighting the Plishtim. While they were fighting the Plishtim, Basha brings his soldier buddies together, they take over the army, thereby kill Nadav, who was in the middle of fighting with the Plishtim, and he becomes king. Now Zimri, his rebellion was a little bit different. He did not join in with, it wasn't an army rebellion, it wasn't an army coup, rather it was done with the people of the city. So it was done with the people of the city, and therefore he chose a time, Zimri chose a time where the army was not there anymore, because he had no one loyal to him in the army. Right? So he had to make sure the army was away, and when the army was away, that's where he can take advantage and gather all the people in the city that were loyal to him and take over. Yeah. So the king was alone in the palace, no army to protect him. All the people in the city in Tirza, which was the capital, they meanwhile take over while he's drunk and no army to protect him. And that's when they kill him. So what happens? Zimri comes along, he kills him. This is all happening during the 27th year of Asa. And he now becomes king. Right? So now he kills out the whole household of Basha. There's no male left. And when it says Mashtin Makir, it means someone who was a male, right? Who has the ability to
kill him.
Yeah. And not only that, but he killed all the relatives that can possibly have a claim on the throne. He wanted to make sure that he didn't leave any living relatives, because if he did...
No road death.
If he did, a few years later, they might say, oh, listen, you know, I should be king, because I'm a relative, I'm a cousin or an uncle or whatever, I should be king. And therefore, he made sure to kill out the whole family So there'll be no living relatives. Vayashmid Zimri is called Beis Basha. He annihilated the whole household of Basha. Kidvar Hashem Shadim El Basha B'yedi Hu Hanavi. What does annihilation mean? We already said that he killed out the whole family. What does annihilation mean? What annihilation means is literally killing out every living member of the family, which includes women and children. Typically, women and children are not a threat because women are not going to become king or queen, right? Those days they didn't have the Queen of England. So women are typically not a threat, and children are also not a threat. Right, but they're little kids. They're not going to do anything to you. They're not going to pose any claim on the throne. But Zimri did not want to take any chances, and he annihilated literally the whole family of Basha, killed out every single member, every single living member. So he really killed out everybody. And again, this is part of the nevuah that Hashem gave to Yehu, which was what Hashem told Yeravim what's going to happen, right? You don't listen to me, you don't follow my ways, you cause the people to engage in idol worship, you're going to be punished, and your whole family will be killed out. And now this is actually happening. Very sad.
What I'm thinking, at this point, they're fighting the Plishtim. Whose men is... Basha's men are fighting the Plishtim.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So they're all gone. Now, mm-hmm. He takes over. He killed. What happened to the army that was fighting the Plishtim?
They were still out there.
What happened to those people?
They're still there. They didn't come back yet. They're in the middle of war.
I understand that. There was a time when they finished fighting the Plishtim, wasn't it? And did they come back and find out what happened?
Yeah.
Did they rebel against them, maybe?
Well, we're going to see, actually.
They're loyal to Basha, and Basha's dead. Right. Now they come back, and he's king. Who made you king?
Right. Yeah, it seems like it wasn't really much of a problem. They just were loyal to any city king.
They came back and just accepted what happened.
Yeah.
Alright.
We're going to see in a minute, Zimri was actually not king for long. He was only king for 7 days. That's it. Hmm. After 7 days, he was gone. We're going to see in a minute who took over after Zimri.
But why Zimri killed so many people? Because actually he knew about Navi. What Malim
no.
said or not?
No.
It means after Hashem said she should be killed even after several years happened.
Mm-hmm.
But actually who killed, it's only kind of wipe on to perform what Hashem asked. Then why actually...
Why did he himself do it?
But why is Zimri killed everyone?
Kill out the
no, but this is woman. This is not war. It looks this kind of. It's not kind of fighting for the power. It's not even this before said. Before Nevi'im announced this should be killed in the future, and this happened. But actually, who killed? He didn't know. What's he doing?
Right. You're right. But Hashem put thoughts into his head. You're right. There was no reason for him to do that. Right?
If you didn't know about what Hashem wants, it looks...
Why did he do it?
It looks very cruel.
Yeah. I'm saying, listen, he definitely was a very cruel man. There's no question.
But
that's why he did not actually remain king. He's only king for 7 days, and that was it.
But
he was killed immediately after.
But historically, he can prove his action because he did it what actually predicted by Nevi'im. Or this is how every time it's not to what we should feel.
Right, that's a good question. It's a good question. Anything that was supposed to happen, regardless,
but
but the person who carried it out. Question is if they're going to be punished for something that was already predicted by the Navi, right? Is he going to be punished for it or not?
But I agree with this when we read it, It's not only stories. It kind of should be kind of emotional feeling. What we should feel about people who are killed. Even they predicted a few years ago they should be killed. What is not clear for me, why I need to predict future generation to be killed. This is not. But actually, what happened? I don't know how to react. It's kind of normal, or this is something that we should not approve?
Well, listen, there's no question that we don't approve of that. It's not like, oh, he did the right thing. Right?
But if he did not, it means somebody else should do it, because it was predicted.
You're saying it shouldn't happen by a human, it should happen by a disease or something?
No, but this is reference. He did it the same what Neem said, saying word of Hashem. Hashem said through the Neem that everyone is, what is his name, is Basha should be killed. Mm-hmm. What has happened? It means there is no any. Historically, there is no any way to bypass prediction. It happened not now, but maybe future.
What do you mean by past prediction?
No, but here, it's beginning. There is. We start with first statement in 16:1. It was. Mm-hmm. Nevim said, everyone in Basha should be killed.
Yeah.
One son is left, he became king.
Right.
But after 2 years, Elazar was killed, everyone killed because of request by Hashem.
Right.
No, but how to understand this idea? It looks this Zimri was kind of robot. He should kill because somebody asked him.
Right.
Not because he is so cruel, but any event we can approve only because somebody killed. It's always we can say he is not killer, but do something what that we can approve any cruel action. Because it's not because his will, but will somebody above. There is a different situation in the world when somebody kills somebody. Every day somebody kills, but the question is why he kills? Because he is so bad, or because many it was his fate?
Right. Yeah, listen.
It's a very deep question because Holocaust, everything is not clear. What is this? This idea was predicted by Hashem, or this is what happened because of the situation in this time?
Right.
Because it looks like he could kill everyone. It means kind of fighting for the power. He will kill, he has power, he hates somebody, he kill everybody. But the same time, it was said, it should happen. It should be happen. Even if he was nice guy, should be another cruel guy to kill himself. This was after 2 years. It was killed by 2 years. This is Bashi. No, it was no, Ayla. It was 2 years by king. After 2 years, he was killed because he was for since his father.
Right.
Nobody agrees this is usually always not.
I mean, not like I asked you last idea. Week, while all this thing was going on, was the base of Migdash used? Would they still have what they had to do? You know, the with the sacrifices that and all this everyday thing.
Yeah, why not?
Did they have Gohanim? Did they still beat these people doing this, even though these guys were fighting here?
Yeah, it was still used, even though, you know, people were not.
Even when all these people, I'm sorry, the bad guys, call them the bad guys, were worshipping idols, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't But the Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash still was at that
still
time.
Going
people
on.
Were still doing the right. Some of the people
yeah,
were doing
yeah,
the
yeah,
right time,
sure.
Except for the kingdom.
Right.
It happened later on in the Beis HaMikdash. Shimon HaTzadik, he had, was his sons or grandsons, and there was a civil war. And one was in the Beis HaMikdash, I can't think of the names off the top of my head. And they're fighting a civil war, and you know the story, they sent up a pig to the Beis HaMikdash. Who was it? It was Jews fighting Jews.
I thought that was Nebuchadnezzar did that.
No.
Yeah, that was much later.
Way later on.
No, but this is, of course, this is Ayla, Elsa, who was the same sin as...
They're fighting a war, and the guy says, hey, you're not ever going to win the war if you're in the Beis HaMikdash having Kabbonis, and you're outside here, you know, how are you going to win the war? You say, send up a pig. And that was...
Well, how do they figure if sending up a pig is going to help them?
They were fighting a civil war. One wanted to be the king, one wanted to be the Kohen Gadol, and they're fighting each other.
Yeah, but that's...
With two different armies.
But that's later than this.
That's later, but they're still... This is the
I'm
way the, wor-
about
the world
that.
Works.
I'm talking
People
about
do
now.
Crazy
I'm not
things.
Talking about what happens later. I'm talking about now. They're fighting, and these guys are fighting, and these kings are—they're not doing what they're supposed to. But some of the people were still doing what they were supposed to,
yeah.
Weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about fighting. These people who were worshiping idols.
So all right. So
all right, they were. That means. They didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't do what they were supposed to
All
do.
Right.
But still, there were people that were doing things, right?
Right.
That's a different story.
There's still some of your friends that are out at the Chinese restaurant having some tapas tonight.
What is that?
That's
the way the world is.
I'm not talking. You're not giving
some people
me
do the right thing, some people do the wrong thing.
I'm just trying to get the. They still had people go doing the right thing. Even those guys, they were
all right,
doing the wrong things.
That's all.
Right. Okay. Pasuk Gimel. El kol chatois basho v'chatois elu benoi asher chotu v'asher chetiu es Yisrael achis es Hashem alik Yisrael behavleihem. Everything that basho did and everything Ela his son did, who continued to be machti the Jewish people, they caused them to do the wrong thing. That's why they are now punished by Zimri, and their whole family was completely annihilated. Right, the rest of what Allah did, Ela did, was written in Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Okay, now let's see the short melucha of Zimri. Very, very short, extremely brief. Pasuk Tesvav. Bishnas Esrim v'sheva shana la'asam alech Yehuda. While Asa was in his 27th year, Malach Zimri shivas yomim b'tirza. Zimri was king for 7 days only. V'ha'am chayim al gibsayin asher l'plishtim. The am is referring to the army. They were meanwhile in Gibsayin, and they were completely unaware of what went on. So the Ralbag explains that during those 7 days, Zimri continued worshipping idols and causing the Jewish people to worship idols. And he doesn't say exactly, he doesn't really speak it out, but he just says, "Umeis bechatosai." He died in his sins. He doesn't say how he died, if it was a natural death or because someone killed him. But what we do know is that Omri, who was the general of the army, he was the one who took over after Zimri because there was literally no one else. And he was king after that. So we're going to see in a few minutes, we're going to see what happened. But Zimri was king for very, very short.
But there's no any words about why he was killed by the people?
It doesn't necessarily say that he was killed. It says, "Umeis bechatosai." We'll see. Let's see. Pasuk does design. Veishma Machaim Lamer Kosher Zimri Vigamika Samelach Vem Lichu Kol Israel Amri Sar Tzava Al Israel Bayim Uba Machane. Right? When they heard that Zimri became king and he killed the previous king, Ela, they all, doesn't say necessarily that they killed him, but they were Mamlich Omri. Ramalich Omri. Vayale Omlu Omri of Holy Israel Imam Gibson, Vayatur al Tirza. Right? So let's see what happened. Vikiras Zimri Kinil Kadair, Vayomil Armor of Mesamelech, Vayisra for all of us, Mesamelech, Boesh, Vayomois. When Zimri found out that he's surrounded, he went into the palace and he died there alone. He died there because it burnt down, apparently. So it's pretty much unclear how exactly it happened.
Well, the thing is, so they finished their war with the other ones. Right? They mm-hmm. must have defeated yeah. them, and they came back.
Right, they came back. And they, meanwhile, they have Omri.
New king, Bigfoot.
Right.
He's now okay. So what did they do? They accepted him?
No, they didn't. They surrounded the city.
They wanted to get rid of him. So who would become king then?
The general, Omri.
Well, I mean, they never did that before. Have a king. Had a king because he was appointed by Hashem or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they want to appoint somebody who has nothing to do with the kingdom, the king? Well, you know. Well, why was it all right to appoint the general the king now?
You're right. It's a good question. But that, you know, since he was the man in power, he naturally became king. There's no one else. There's no one else that was claiming to be king. So that's what happens. The man in power, he becomes king. That's the natural default position.
It's dangerous to be the king.
Huh? Yeah,
it's dangerous to be a king. You got to look at this, you know, you're Republican and they want Democrat. Everyone wants to kill you.
Show me before when all the fights and all the things that the general became king. Nobody Where is it? It didn't happen before.
This is more interesting.
Why did it happen now?
This Zimri was removed because he killed previous
yeah.
king. Even this king is big sinner. It's not actually power, one king to kill another king should be another. There's a lot of different situations when one kill another, but in this case, he should not kill his previous king.
Zimri should not king the previous king?
No, but this is exactly, he was removed by people
right.
because he killed previous king. Previous king was
doesn't say necessarily that they killed him. It just says that he died from the fire, right?
Yeah,
it said, it seems that he went in there and he started a fire, and he died
yeah.
there. He got burnt up.
Right, it doesn't mean they actually killed him. They didn't, you know.
He went into the antechamber of the palace. He started a fire, and he burnt. He burnt to
yeah.
death.
It sounds more like he committed suicide.
He overdosed.
That's what it says. Failed by
yeah.
Previous king was really killed. This is exactly what is
happening. He lit a fire.
Ella was
took a couple of shots of
Zimri.
Booze.
Yeah, Ella was the king. Yeah. He was the son of Baasha.
He was
the king, and Zimri killed Ella. Yeah.
But because of that, he was removed from power. It means even Ella was sinner, just his father. But it's king has power to kill somebody. No, but Zimri.
When you say when Zimri became king?
No, but Zimri killed his Ella. He killed.
Right.
This is crime or not?
Yeah.
No, but because of that, he was removed from power. Even this Ella was really sinner.
Right.
But even Hashem asked to kill him. But at the same time, he shouldn't do it. Because this is probably, it's not, it's kind of crime.
Well, again, it's one thing if you do it and then you do the right thing. If you do it because he's a sinner, then that would be the right thing to do. But the problem was that the way he did it, the way Zimri did it, was he was a sinner exactly like Elah. Because he was a sinner exactly like Elah, that's why he was punished. Right? If you do it for the right thing, you kill a sinner, and you change your ways, and you do the right thing, then you're not going to be held accountable.